message is very deep. I'm going to say this right off the bat. It's not very easy.
Wait,
to
three
share.
Or four?
Three.
You scared me.
I'm searching.
I've been preparing for the wrong message. Can we also actually flip or turn to 2 Samuel 7? Because this is the portion that
yes
encompasses everything.
Yes.
And according to Brother Lee, it's one of the one of the deepest portions in the entire Bible, because
yes,
we can actually see the high peak of the divine revelation in this one portion. I don't fully see it, but I'm praying that the Lord will open my eyes more to really see this. Actually, can we read verses 12 through 14a?
Amen.
All together. When your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, I will raise up your seed after you, which will come forth from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. It is he who will build a house for my name, and I will establish his throne and his kingdom forever.
I will be his father,
and he will be my son. And stop there. That's 14a. Yeah, the next part's not that positive, but up until that point, it's very mysterious, but through this portion, we see this wonderful picture.
Yes.
Of what? The title is saying, God building himself in Christ.
Amen.
Into our being.
Amen.
Just a little context in case you don't know what happens in this chapter. In the beginning, David, King David, he's basically saying to Nathan the prophet, he says, I have this great house. I have my dwelling place. But God has no place to dwell in. And then Nathan immediately knew what he was implying from that. He says, okay, whatever you want to do, go ahead. Jehovah's with you. But then, you know, doesn't that sound like very noble of a intention? I want to build God a house. God has been in this tent for so many years. I want to give him a dwelling place now. But then God spoke through Nathan to David, saying, is it you who will build me a house for me to dwell in? And then verse 11 actually says, moreover, Jehovah declares to you that Jehovah will make you a house. And then that's when he says, I will raise up your seed after you. He will be the one to build up this house for me. So it's still very mysterious. But here we can clearly see that my concept, our concept is, I want to do something for God.
Yes.
And, you know, that's good. It's very good to want to do something
yes,
for God.
Amen.
We want to build God a house. We want him to have a dwelling place on earth. But then, even as I was preparing for this, I'm like, Lord, I want to minister for you. I want to speak this message to the saints. The Lord spoke to me, Jerry, I want to do something for you. I
yes.
want to build something
amen.
Into you.
Amen.
I want, like, I was debating, like, Lord, how do I present this message? Like, this is so deep. Like, everywhere else, like in Christianity, they'll be like, what is this topic? Like, don't you need to preach the gospel, raise up churches? You need to do all these different things for God. And that's true. But I really feel like the main focus of this message is that before we do anything, before we serve the Lord, before we work for the Lord, the primary matter is that God wants to work himself into us.
Amen.
He's in fact, he's making us his house, his dwelling place.
Amen.
So I think if you look at the scripture reading, there's all these wonderful verses. I hope that the saints would really open this matter up, because there's no way I could possibly cover everything in just a little introduction. But I just want to mention a few verses that really show that this matter of God building himself into our being, nobody made this up. This is not a man-made concept. This
yes.
is completely from God himself.
Amen.
Actually, it's not even listed in the scripture reading, but I was reminded of Genesis 2:22. If you remember, God, I think does anyone know the exact term that the Bible uses when God formed Eve? There's a word that he uses. I think you said Addie?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
It says, actually, it's funny, a lot of versions in the Bible don't use this word. They say, like, formed or created or something. But the Recovery version says, God built the rib into a woman. And that's actually the first time the word built or building is ever used in the whole Bible.
Amen.
It's to describe a person.
Amen.
And not just any person, but a person that God built out of the rib of Adam. And from this we can see this is exactly what God's intention is throughout the entire Bible. Then you go to the end of the Bible, Revelation 21 and 22. The holy city, the building of God, is also the bride, the wife of Christ. So you see from the beginning, the first building is a person. The last building is also a person. Clearly, the Lord's trying to say something to us here. And then if we jump to 1 Corinthians 3:9, I think this is where one word that really stuck out to me, which is when we're talking about the word building, there's this word, organic. Living, organic.
Amen.
When I was convicted. When I hear the word building, I still think, oh, building, like, you know, the building that we're in right now. The things that architects build up or whatever. But the Lord's concept of building is far beyond just like a physical building. His idea of building is, like I said, it's organic. It's living.
Amen.
It's even a person. Can we also read 1 Corinthians 3:9? One, two, three. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land. God's building. Amen. I'm going to read it again. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's cultivated land. God's building.
Amen.
Like this blows my mind. It's like, we are God's cultivated land, which could also mean like a garden or like an orchard or whatever. And that's the same thing as God's building. Just like let that sink in. We are God's cultivated land. We are plants.
Amen.
Rooted in Christ. And that is also God's building. I think Brother Minjing, and hopefully everyone else can really bring this out. God's building has everything to do with life.
Amen.
And growth.
Yes.
I remember I was like sharing with them. I'll be done soon. I was sharing with Brother Minjing and Brother D. I was like, honestly, my primary burden is not that we would come away with just a bunch of points or to-dos after this message. Because I realize, like, we all just want to do something. Like, okay, give me the practical points, right? Amen, you know, high peak. I want to practice this right away. But I realize that if we don't see this, that God's building is really a matter of life.
Yes.
And a matter of person.
Amen.
Then what we do, as we later see in 1 Corinthians, I think it's also in the same chapter, yes, 1 Corinthians 3:12, then what we build will just be wood, grass, and stubble. It won't be gold, silver, and precious stones. If we realize what we're building, if we realize how we're building, even who's building, then what we build will actually stand the test in that day. So anyways, I really just pray that this matter would just get into us. All of these verses. Like, number one, that this is not something we made up. This is something entirely in God's concept.
Amen.
And number two, God's building is organic. God's
Amen.
Building is living.
Amen.
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 So I would like to follow Jerry's sharing. Basically, I just want to reemphasize what we have fellowship from his sharing. The takeaway for me is we build based on who we are. If we're not built by God first, we cannot build for God.
Yes.
Right? So the God is a building God, and He is also the builded God.
Amen.
This term sometimes is hard to understand. What does that mean, building and builded? But it's a divine mystical concept. I hope this morning we have this clear sky so we can really receive this divine revelation in us so it can impress us, because this is really the central thought of the Bible.
Amen.
This is the deepest desire of in God's heart. He wants to dispense himself
Amen.
Into us and build us into him, so that will be a corporate entity and that will be the new Jerusalem. I know this divine economy we have repeated many, many times, but I would say really, this is the current or the deepest burden I have. I believe this is North Recovery have. You know, I have a chance to listen Brother Lin Hong. He is the, kind of one of the co-workers of Brother Lee. He mentioned this training is from 2 Samuel in 1993.
Yes.
So Brother Lee, when he gave this message in 1993, there are actually a series of message. But when he touched about the chapter 7, he paused there and used the following 7 message just to trying to get deeper and deeper of this.
Amen.
Because this is his burden. Then at the same year, he wrote that hymn, What a Miracle, What a Mystery, that hymn regarding the divine economy of God. And in the last 4 years, he spent his life trying to emphasize this, trying to give this his burden to the whole recovery, that we can see this is God's economy. That's the God's central work. So I also very appreciate that, Jerry bring this out, is not just Brother Lee says that. I hope we can all see this. This
Amen.
Is not from human concept.
Amen.
This is in the Bible. Right. Again, I will repeat these verses again. In Hebrew first, Brother Toh already mentioned this. This is Paul, right? He
Amen.
Trying to illustrate to the saints that here, this is the interpretation of the 2 Samuel. This is the fulfillment of the 2 Samuel, right? When the Lord Jesus come, he is the Son of God. Here he said, you are my son this day, and I have begotten you. And again, I will be father to him, and he will be son to me.
Amen.
This is the fulfillment of the 2 Samuel 12, right? Because in Christianity, I don't know, or in the Old Testament, how people understand this verse, right? This is seems hard to understand because, you know, in history, the son is Solomon, right? But why here Lord Jesus or used the prophet saying that the son is after, though here is in the 12, right? See, when your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your father, I will raise your seed after you. So clearly, Solomon doesn't come after David's death, right? So this is someone come after. So who is this? This is clearly point to Jesus, Christ Jesus. He is the
Amen.
Seed of David. Also from Romans, the chapter 1, from the very beginning, Paul mentioned this again, right? He is the seed of David, and he is the Son of God.
Amen.
So we see Lord Jesus, he's the first one.
Right.
There's a term called sonified, right? He is the first one that God begotten a son, and God became a man.
Right.
Then he doesn't stop there. Today we have this table, we have bread, we have wine. This is all symbol. But the reality is that his life is in us, so that we can also be his son,
Amen.
Be his many sons. So that then come to the later, like how to build his dwelling place, Amen. Is that the man is his dwelling place. And eventually it will be a corporate man. Mm-hmm. It will be every man. It will be all the Christians, eventually.
Amen.
Right, but today, what we can do is, we need more God to build into us,
Amen.
So that we can build God into others.
Amen.
That's the beauty. So, I don't know, I just feel like, wow, this can realign everything I do. My living in the church life, my work, my personal life, everything. Because if in everything I don't have God, that's what? That's a grass and stumble.
That's right.
That needs to put into fire.
Yes.
Only God himself through these things dispense into me, or I dispense God to others. That's gold and silver. You know, this is a very, I don't know how to say that. This is a eye-opening concept to me. I can preach the gospel without gold and silver.
Right.
I can visit saints, fellowship with saints, eating dinner with saints, without gold and silver.
Right.
I need gold and silver first,
yes.
So that I can dispense gold and silver. Everything is gold and silver.
Amen.
It's hard to understand in natural concept, because when you build something, you're thinking about a house, right? the builder and house and the building material probably will be three things. But in God's divine economy, is one thing. He is the builder. He is the building material, which is Christ. And He is end product, which is God Himself mingled with His chosen man. So I think my burden this morning is we always see this. Oh, it's gold and silver, is God, is Christ.
Amen.
Everything is God.
Amen.
So everything we need to focus on Him, and then our building is out of Him and with Him and for Him.
Amen.
So my personal prayer this morning is, Lord, build more into me.
Amen.
So that I can build, or maybe I can cooperate with you for your corporate building.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So yeah, so this week is a message. Yeah, it's kind of profound. So I also like just to share about one aspect, is to tie in our career life. So so when I look around and see, you know, our career life can be very, very different. Right, we can provide some service, or some like we're working a big organization. So the I think in tying our career life, number one, when we live for God, so our goal in our career is kind of sanctified. Like, you know, we don't want to seek our own glory, right? So let's say my goal, my goal is not a CEO of my company, right? But my goal is try to how we serve the Lord in our career, right? And the other experience is, any career is not easy. If you look at the ancient days, our forefathers, you know, when they are farmers, a very, 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 very hard life. And then nowadays, our soul life can be very, very hard. Same thing. So we're labor, right? So in the times of labor, how we experience God. And I also typical point is, we need to learn to, at least learn to, forge a relationship with people are different from us. Yeah. I give a typical example is, recently I tried to get the other function to send the data to me, but the process can be very, 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 very tired, you know, very slow. So, you know, my one mother reaction can be, I can get angry, right? Mm-hmm. Why it takes so slow and why so? But the other thing is, we can turn to the God.
Amen.
And we can turn to understand, you know, what's the other function? What are the people they're doing there? What's the rule they are following? Mm-hmm. So then I learn is like, the thing they do for me is out of their standard operation. That's why it's so hard. That's why it takes so long. So the point is, we just learn to be humble. And we need to learn to know what the other people are going through or what they are doing before we really get angry, right? So all these things are very, very important. As God's people, the work is hard, but we go through this with God's wisdom, with God's help, and even with the fruit of Spirit, so that we can go through this with the Spirit in us to guide us. So we may Lord be bless all our, you know, career lives. Amen. To glorify our Lord. Amen.
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 Saints, I love that our God is a living God and He's not a dead God.
Amen.
I was very impressed with some of the words that have been shared already with growth, that equals life. And if some of you were at the Thanksgiving conference a few weeks ago, we also were very touched by the fact that, you know, this growth also leads us into maturity.
Amen.
And that God wants to gain our heart.
Amen.
So I really appreciated the illustration of us being God's cultivated land and how this relates to growth. And I just receive a newer appreciation for all the farmers in the world, because I think that is something very hard to do. Just practically a little side note, every time I try to grow something, whether like in the backyard or something, it dies. And I realize like I'm taking care of it, like I'm watering it, but maybe I'm watering it too much. I sometimes forget, and it can go by weeks and nothing grows. So I just can't see that without consistency, there is actually no product, right? So we don't just need to overwater things, but they also need care, they need sun, they need light, you need to move them around. Like, I didn't know you have to do all of those things. So I just really appreciate that we are God's cultivated land. Amen. And one of the words that struck me a lot this week was the word now. It says that the way that we can grow into this organic, right, body, living body of Christ, we need to enjoy that Christ now. And when we enjoy that Christ now, we can take in all that he is, assimilate him into our being, and then by doing this, the food that we eat, you know, it basically makes up who we are. Mm-hmm. So when we take Christ and we assimilate Christ in, then the thing that you see the most is Christ in me. So I hope that the Lord can continue to shine through me, right, that many of the saints could see Christ. But also another point that I appreciated was the one that Jerry brought up, that we often want to do things for Christ because that's in our nature. Especially we have a good nature, we always want to be on the go and doing things because that makes us happy. But we see in the Word that in Ephesians 3:17 says that Christ make his home in your heart through faith.
Amen.
So God wants a home.
Amen.
And praise the Lord, we're mini tabernacles where the Lord can make his home in our hearts. And so, you know, when we see this, our heart, right, is the three parts of our soul, our mind, emotion, and will, and plus our conscience, right?
Amen.
And so we can
yes.
see that these are
yes.
inward parts.
Amen.
So when the Lord gains a renewed mind, his will in us, when we have the emotions of God, then he can spread.
Amen.
And I appreciate this part. God doesn't want to just stay in our spirit, but he wants to spread through our whole being. And so also in relation with Matthew, with like the parable of the sower, we see that the good ground is one whose heart is soft, subjective to God, and it allows God to grow. So the divine seed cannot just grow on its own.
Amen.
Well, it can, but he wants us, and he needs us.
Amen.
So I enjoy that we can supply the Lord as our divine seed with the many, many nutrients
Amen.
For allowing the Lord to grow in us,
that
we can be built up as the organic body of Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I was very touched by Eddie's sharing, mentioning about tabernacle, because today I want to talk about tabernacle. Kyle and I, we entered into the church life in 1996. That was about the start of, you know, like all these topics. So, you know, this time when I look at these topics, actually this morning Kyle and I, we had some fellowship. And I was like, okay, so we went through all these topics. And I have to say that we actually did not miss much because, you know, we were in the church life. But what's the point? We now need to review all these 12 topics. And I feel that really, you know, the Lord wants to gain our practice. But not in the practice like Jerry and Eddie, you know, just show that, you know, because for some of us, we are like go person, right? Whatever there is a burden, we just do, we just practice. So last week I mentioned about our family pursuit. Actually, the story was not over because after the 271 days, Kyle was brave enough again to tell the kids, what's the next step? So one of the children very, very bravely said that, let's read the Old Testament, one chapter a day. And I'm not just going to say who is this person, but I think that this person is brave enough to read the Old Testament. But then anyway, okay, so last week we were on Exodus 25. And then Kyle and I happened to post the same verse on our family WhatsApp. chat group. So it Exodus 25, verse 2. So I'm going to read with to you. It says, "Tell the children of Israel to take for me a heave offering from every man whose heart makes him willing, you shall take my heave offering." So if you look at different translations, you know, some translations actually did not translate heave offering. They actually just say gift. But I think the recovery version is one of them. Specify this is heave offering. And I personally think that this is very significant. Because, you know, like from 25, chapter 25, it starts to talk about God's dwelling place. Talk about the build of the tabernacle, right? So if you look at the message, you know, brother said that to many people, Exodus only has 14 chapters. Why? Because after the 14 chapters, actually, you know, Israelites they escaped already. Then what's the point? This book continues to talk about God's dwelling. But actually, you know, I think our goal is really not to have 14 chapters of Exodus. We actually need to move ahead. And then, you know, what is heave offering? So, you know, I think that we all know that there are like five offerings, right? But then wave offering and heave offering, you will see that you actually need to lift the offering, mm-hmm. and some people, you know, like wave this. And then how did Israelites get those offerings? Because if you look at on chapter 25, all the things listed, actually they were not prepared by themselves. Mm-hmm. They were actually prepared by God. Before they left, you know, Egypt, God prepared for them already. But God gave them those gifts first, and then now God wanted them to give back. But then I do believe that for so many people, some of them, they probably just, you know, okay, you want it, give it to you. But for some people, they actually lift up the offering and know that this is my precious things. I want to give it to God willingly. And I really feel that, you know, in the church life nowadays, we really need this kind of heart or willingness, that we are willing to suffer for the Lord, that we are willing to give things to the Lord. And I think that I can expose myself a little bit. I still remember earlier in my church life, sometimes I think that, you know, the church life is too much. So, you know, like brothers and sisters asked me to do something, I would say, oh, you know, Kyle's uncle invited us for dinner. Of course, it was a lie. But we actually, you know, we invited ourselves, you know, to his house. Yes, it's true that we went there, but it was actually like an escape. But I feel that, you know, when I gradually really get into God's word and see his heart. Amen. I feel that, you know, we are here together, and we are not here to feel the religious duty. Because for a lot of things, I think for singing, you know, for eating and drinking, we are very happy. But what about cleaning? And what about other services? And, you know, the other day I heard that one sister, she was crying, you know, that nobody wants to serve. And I was like, actually, you know, God, I believe that God will bless her, because this is the best perfection for our sister. But what about us? I do feel that, you know, I do hope that the Lord would give us a new beginning. It's not just like we do everything just for our duty. It's like we are willing. We are willing to lift up our offering and even wave it, so that, you know, we give it to God in ascension and in resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to share a little on the verses in 2 Samuel 7,
that surround these key verses that Jerry had us read.
Amen.
2 Samuel 7:8 says, "And now thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says Jehovah of hosts, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, that you might be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I have been with you in every place that you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies before you, and I will make a great name for you like the name of the great ones who are on the earth." And then later we come to the verses 12 and 13, where he says that your days will be fulfilled, you'll sleep with your fathers, and I will raise up your seed after you. And then, of course, in 13, it is he who will build a house for my name. So, I guess I was just touched by the story of David as one who God revealed his heart's desire. And even he says, I took you from the pasture. You were just a shepherd. And I brought you to be ruler over my people Israel, and even to know my heart's desire, and to give you a seed that will eventually build my house. And so I'm just touched that the story of David is also our story. Mm-hmm. We're just very ordinary human beings, right? The Lord took us from the pasture, from very ordinary human occupations, to reveal to us his heart's desire. And that is that God wants to build himself into us.
Amen.
He wants to include us in his building of divinity with him.
Amen.
And then the verses that follow is David's response. Then King David went and sat before Jehovah, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord Jehovah? And what is my house that you have brought me this far? And this was, yeah, a small thing in your sight, but you have spoken also of the house of your servant for a great while to come. And what more can David say to you? For you know your servant, O Lord Jehovah. For your word's sake and according to your own heart, you have done all this greatness to make your servant known." Looking for this one a little more. Oh, he says, do as you have spoken. May your name be magnified forever.
Amen.
For you, O Jehovah of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed to your servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore, your servant has found it in his heart to pray this prayer to you.
Amen.
I think I was just so touched by this response. David is just so humbled by this revelation and this promise of God. And he says, you know, who am I that you would reveal this to me? And I think this is the automatic response to all of us when God reveals to us his heart's desire. And then he says, I found it in my heart to pray this prayer to you, that you would do as you have spoken. So all that we hear and all that we've received concerning what God has planned, what God is doing in us, and what God's goal and final product will be, all of that, we pray it back to him.
Amen.
Right? Like, we find it in our heart to pray such a prayer back to him, that all that he's spoken would be accomplished.
Amen.
Ultimately, that his name would be magnified, right?
Amen.
And then, right, David's days were fulfilled, and he passed, and then, you know, so he lived. He saw God's purpose. He participated in it. And then he died.
Amen.
And then, I think I was just so touched. It's like, I'm in the book of Ecclesiastes. And it's on how human life, it just comes and it goes. And there's nothing new under the sun. And we just go on in our normal daily life. And then the author is just like, what is the meaning of all this? But of course, there's like one key verse in Ecclesiastes. It tells us that God has put eternity.
Right.
So I think I'm so touched that, like, yes, human life, it may seem like, oh, this is so ordinary, so common, so repetitive. Like, what's the meaning of, like, my daily life?
Sure.
But the key is that there's eternity in our hearts, and God has revealed to us what that eternity is. And that is that in our human life, we would participate in what is on God's heart.
Amen.
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 I was given a lesson, a driving lesson for a student. We passed by her house.
And she showed me her house, said, "Well, that's my house." "Oh, nice house. Was built in 1 week." I don't know, it was a program, I think, on TV. I think I saw it once, many years ago, where they build a house in 1 week. I don't know what the name of the show it is. So they will choose somebody that applies, and they will go and help that person, and they build, from scratch, they will build a house, right? In 1 week. So we're talking about building, right? And, you know, it says the Lord, right, in Matthew, it says, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it." So the gates of Hades are going to rise up all the time. Who is the enemy? You want to sabotage this building, right? Now, like I was telling my brother, the enemy doesn't bother his own, right? His people. His people automatically do evil, right? So he bothers God's people. So in this building, we can see that Paul says in Corinthians that there's only one foundation to lay the foundation is laid by Christ Jesus. But he comes and says also this. He said, "According to the grace of God given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid a foundation of another building, and another builds upon it, but let each man take heed how he builds upon it. Okay? So, the foundation is in us. We have the Lord's life. He's the foundation of the building.
Amen.
Now, it takes some time. It's not 1 week we're going to build this. The Lord is not going to do it in 1 week. Because we're going to go through a lot of mountains, trials, tribulations, right? But the Lord is working. He's building. But we need to be honest. We need to repent. We need to repent every day. Even if you didn't sin, you didn't do anything. But we need to repent. Just for having the sinful nature, we need to repent.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
We're born with it. So I tell the Lord always, you know, forgive me. But yes, we're going to go through a lot because the enemy wants to sabotage the building. Right? Yes. So we need to pray and read the word. We need to eat every day. If we don't eat, we're coming out weak out of the house, and then we're going to be attacked. That's why I always tell someone, when I preach the gospel to my students, I always tell, you need to eat. You know, because most of them, they say they believe in God. Also, when I talk to them, they say, "Oh yeah, I believe in God." They say, but they say, "Do you know God?" Or then is when they start thinking, "What do you mean, know God?" Well, you know Him. And you know to, how do you know the Father? To the Son. "Oh, okay. But you need to eat the Son." And then they say, "What?" Then I explain to them, I give them some verse. So we need to eat every day. We need to pray every day because the enemy is there. As soon as you open your computer, your laptop, your phone, a lot of garbage, right? You want to see the news? A lot of garbage next to the news. That happened to me. I want to see the news, see what's going on here, what's going on there. So sometimes I don't even want to open anymore. You know, I said, forget about it. All right, just go to the Word and listen. You know, I love to when I'm listening, especially when I'm tired of reading sometimes. I just put it so easy now we have it in audio. It's very easy. You know, just listen the whole chapter, you know, that you like. With my wife sometimes we listen together, right? Let's listen, John 11. We enjoy so much. I said, wow, what a bless, right? What a privilege we have this ministry that could really give us easy food, right? No. But we need to pray. We need to eat. But first we need to repent and ask the Lord for mercy every day. His mercy is great. And keep building. And little by little, the Lord is building His church.
Amen.
The gates of hate will not prevail no matter what.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This week, thinking about 2 Samuel 7, where the Lord is telling David that he wants to build himself into him, right? He doesn't want David to build anything for him,
right?
Because he is the building. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, today God is building his son into us.
Amen.
He wants to reconstitute him with himself.
Amen.
And this is the building work of God. And it matches Ephesians 3, right, where the Lord is making his home in our hearts.
Amen.
And this making his home in our hearts is the building work. Sister Ping brought forth that the offerings that the children of Israel brought, they were given to the children of Israel by God himself. And he wanted them to bring them back to him. Mm. And so this is the connection of his making his home in our heart, that he, you know, builds himself into us. And we see the story, the parable in Matthew 13 of the sower that goes out to sow. And he's sowing himself into the good earth. The good earth is us, right? Is our heart. And our heart is that, is where the Lord is making his home, bringing in himself as the nutrients, so that that soil must have the nutrients in order to be supplied. And and our sister Addie brought forth the earth of how, you know, her plants are dying and so forth. And, well, that happens to all of us. And so, because it's not just the water and the sun, but there, you know, it has to be fertile soil. And I've learned, you know, in the organic field that there are fake organics, there are medium organics, and there are the real organics. It has to do with the nutrients that are in that soil. You can have something nutrient dense that will produce the real nutrients, a real, real organic product. And then you have some, you think, oh, I go to the store, you know, I've got some seeds and I spread out these seeds. Oh, they're organic. They're organic because I didn't put any pesticides in my soil. You know, oh, so it's organic. It's organic because I grew it. Yeah, but you forgot, where did you get the seed? The seed may be genetically modified.
Yeah.
And so you may spread all these genetically modified seeds into your garden and you say, it's organic, it's organic. But it isn't. It is organic in the sense that you didn't put any pesticide. But the pesticides are already in the seed. But our seed is pure and genuine, which is the Lord himself. And every day, this is a building process, is the Lord growing in our heart, in our soil. And that, yes, we're building, you know, in the Lord, and we're doing the work of the Lord. But it is the building of himself in us that is going to produce the building, because it's the growing. We say the building is a process, and it's growing. Growing is the life. But what are we growing? What are we growing? It must be the Christ as the real, genuine seed that is growing and that we're cultivating, and that we are, you know, taking in to be rooted and grounded in love. You know, in Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may make his home in your heart through faith, that he being rooted and grounded in love, being full of strength to apprehend with all the saints what the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth are, that the four dimensions of the universe of Christ, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of God. So this is the process that is going on in us, and it really isn't the things that we do. It's how much we are letting this seed grow in us and cultivate it and be nutrient dense, right, so that God can have his building, a building where God dwells in man and man dwells in God. So that has to be nutrient dense. So to have the new Jerusalem, which is the full manifestation of God.
You make me doubt if my fig tree is organic.
Sister sharing is much of I would like to share, but I would like to share with all brothers and sisters what God has impressed me this week. This week's message is God building himself in Christ into our being.
Amen.
And Samuel 2 mentions that the seed already planted in us, inside us, not extrinsic things. It's intrinsic things. So the seed, we already regenerated by God. So we have the seed of life in our spirit. And then second thing, this seed needs to grow. This seed cannot grow by itself, because it's already planted in our heart. If the seed is thrown on the street, it would not grow so far. But deceit is already in our spirit, and then we need to become, to have a good heart in order for a good lamp, for deceit to grow. It need a nutrient from us, from human, to make this holy seed, divine seed to grow. So it's, this is very mysterious, because God grows right now is not by himself. Right. It's a mingling between human and divine. Mm-hmm. And brother mentioned like we need to have a good heart. And good, in order to have a good heart, brother mentions that we need to go to the Ephesians 3:16 and chapter 3:16-21. We need to pray to God to be strengthened into our inner man, so that we can become the nutrient for the seed to grow.
Amen.
When the seed growing, we are transformed. We are become transformed people, and it's suitable to build the house of God.
Right.
If we are not transformed, we are not suitable to build. We become the element for house, God's dwelling place. Praise the Lord. And then the ultimate, that is, I think this brotherly mentions, the highest, the good pleasure of his desire and highest intention of this building is we and God become one, mingling to become one. So there is one aspect God is imparting into us, and the other aspect we are becoming God in life and nature.
Yes.
We come becoming the body of Christ. So the ultimate goal of Christ growing in our heart, Christ growing in our being, is we are becoming one with God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Message is really rich. I enjoy all the saints sharing. I think we're all really familiar with that verse that from Ephesians 3, that section, you know, 16 to 19. And here on Tuesday, it mentioned that the seed already, you know, planted in us.
Amen.
And that's divinity. But the soil and the nutrients are our humanity. And I just feel, Lord, we have to let, you know, let Christ make home in our hearts.
Amen.
So our hearts is such important, right? And Christ can make his home in our hearts. You know, that one day Brother Lee mentioned that, or the message mentioned, our hearts is like four rooms, right? The mind, the will, emotion and conscience. So, you know, the Lord wants to make, Christ wants to make his home in every corner. You know, like, you know, at home, you know, when I clean, I just try to clean the corner. But, you know, sometimes the Lord reminds me, you know, how about your, that little corner that, you know, that, is that occupied or is that Christ, you know, has made home in that little corner there. So, you know, I also enjoy that, you know, we can comprehend, another word, comprehend, 与众圣徒,
without the same.
Yeah, that we may,
apprehend.
Right, that apprehend with all the saints, but the breast, length, and height or depth. So it's really, you know, if we just sit in at home, you know, reading the Bible, I just feel like I'm not going anywhere. But, you know, praise the Lord that actually P13, we started, you know, pursuing a group. Mm-hmm. So I just feel, Lord, we can apprehend with all the saints. You know, maybe not much, but just a little bit, day by day. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just feel, Lord, you know, you can actually gain ground in my heart. Just a little bit, you know, I don't expect, you know, like whoever grow, you know, the plant everything. The anything grow is actually the life, this organism is very, very, very slow process. But as well as that, we are letting these nutrients, you know, let the Christ, you know, give the correct, the right amount, you know, the soil and the sun and the water, you know. Now Christ can actually make home in our hearts and grow. And this end product, actually, that built Christ is the one that can build up his body of Christ. So that's, I also very, very reminded that, you know, a lot of times we go, you know, we want to visit the saints, or we want to do this, we want to do that, cooking for the saints, you know. But if there's no Christ in there,
amen,
that can actually destroy the God's building. So I was really reminded, you know, Lord, I want to have used the right material, right? Gold, silver, and precious stones to build your body.
Amen. I'm really reminded by day six message. I'll read this part. Today we are here not to destroy the body of Christ. Rather, we are adorning it. I dare not bring my flesh with me to build a new Jerusalem. That is to destroy the new Jerusalem. I dare not bring my opinions, my old eye, my preferences, and my views to build a new Jerusalem. I simply want to be in fear and trembling to adorn the divine building with God, the Father, as the pure gold. Yeah, I'm really reminded by this part because, you know, our pursuing to the Lord have a personal aspect and also corporate aspect.
Right.
Our personal aspect is not for our own glory and accomplishment to be an overcomer, but our personal aspect is for building of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not I, it's so... When building of the church is a corporate thing, so it's really, really, you know, we need to be reminded it's not my opinion, my eye, my preference, my views. Yeah, even in our marriage life, is, you know, these days the divorce rate is really high. The reason is because people have an eye, have a preference, have their own views. When they fight each other, everybody think I'm right. I'm the one who, you know. I'm smart, I'm right, right? So that's why there's a lot of fights, there's a lot of words. Because it's a building, it's not you. Yeah, in these things, you know, we need to be humble to the Lord. Even you're very smart, you're right. But because this, for sake of a building, for sake of the family, we have to humble before the Lord to put down my eye, to put down my view, to put down my wisdom, whatever it is. So I also always talk to my daughters because now they're the age. So I also talk to them, you know, because my own, you know, lessons, my own, you know, experience. I say, when in the marriage life, everybody, you know, need to think about the whole family, not to think about you. You are not the center anymore. Now the family is the goal, is the center. So I really reminded by this part, when we're building a church, we really need to deny ourselves and humble to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I really enjoyed day 3 and 4 this week. I'm kind of just like echoing some of the sharing earlier. As also mentioned in 2 Samuel, the intro, right? Like in our natural concept, we often want to do something for God or build something for God. But in order for that to happen, God needs to first build for us.
Amen.
He wants to make his home in our hearts first and work his way into us.
Right.
And the sentence, it says, you know, when we build a church with the process and consummate triune God, it is not actually we who are building. Rather, God is building through us.
Amen.
Using
yes.
us
Amen.
As a means to dispense and transmit himself into people.
Amen.
And the matter of like God working himself into us, you know, I feel like in the church life we hear it very often, right? And it sounds like a very, I guess it's very like simple thing, but actually, you know, in day 3, it reveals how this simple matter, it can actually be experienced in just many different dimensions. And we can experience Christ in all his dimensions, in all our situations, and he can make his home in our hearts, in every corner and avenue in our being. And it's just, if we, you know, the more we have this, like, you know, subjective experience, we'll realize that, like, in there's so many situations and so many ways in which, like, Christ can, like, work himself into your being. And it's not just one way. It's just so many different ways, right?
Yeah.
And this is this is what Christ, this is how God wants to work himself into our being. So that in every situation or ordinary living, we can actually, you know, contain him. And I was reminded of the verse, it was Matthew 25:3. Wait, let me find it, sorry. So in Matthew 25:4, it says, "But the prudent took oil in their vessels, with their lamps." So in this verse, right, it talks about the matter of having oil in our lamps and oil, taking oil in our vessels. When we have oil in our lamps, you know, that's having the Spirit of God, in our spirit, which is that we are regenerated, right? But actually, God not only wants to have oil in our lamps, but to also take oil in our vessels, meaning he wants to spread into our entire being, even into our soul, that even in our soul, we would have the Spirit of God. So it's just kind of drawing back to what I was talking about earlier, you know, like even in our serving sometimes, right? You know, when sometimes we have the concept of, you know, serving God in our natural being, and that's like building with wood, grass, and stubble, which is material that's easily burned by fire. It doesn't last. It's not genuine. But when God is worked into our being, and God is the one operating through us, right? You know, rather the building material is actually gold, silver, and precious stones. It's material that lasts. It's eternal, and it cannot be consumed. So may we really have this realization.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the general subject of this training is an overview of the central burden.
Amen.
And the present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing.
Amen.
Several words and terms really catch me a lot.
Yes.
First of all, that's before his appearing. Means this, the whole series, all the message is related to his coming back, his return. What we should prepare ourselves from today to his return.
Amen.
Actually, our preparing of ourselves is to hasten his return. And also, I was very touched by this central burden. Central burden. It's just, you know, now, this is a singular burden, not burdens. That means all the 12 message is one burden.
Wow.
And the present truth, I would like to share this. Ping mentioned that. And how come, you know, we actually starting mid-90s, Brother Lee already released this high peak truth. I believe we have been learning, listening to this many, 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 many times. And why at this point, you know, when we finish the crystallization study of all the Bible books, and the Lord give brothers this burden and to have this training. And I really believe, as Shepherd shared last time, these present truths are not meant for us to be only knowing objective,
right,
as doctrines.
Right.
What is in God's heart,
mm-hmm,
and the central burden, mm-hmm, is these present truths, this up-to-date truth, need to be reality.
Amen.
Because truth is reality.
Amen.
We are not here again to just learn the knowledge. Of course, we need. It's very important. If we haven't seen the objective truth yet, we need to learn. Otherwise, you know, the objective truth help us to enter into the reality. We're not knowing the doctrine. We don't know how to enter into. But this truth open to us for us to enter into the reality.
Amen.
So, for example, last week, you know, we see this divine and the mystical realm. That divine and mystical realm's truth or doctrine is help us to enter into and live in that
realm. Amen.
Day by day, moment by moment.
Amen.
And this week, talking about God's building,
I believe we are all very familiar with building, God's building. Right? But I have to confess, myself and many of us, I believe, when we are thinking about building, subconscious, although we may know this high peak definition of building, but subconsciously, in our church life, when we come to building, what is in our heart, or in our practice, very often I feel when we come together, we meet together, we serve together, that's building. I don't know how you feel. That's, at least I myself is like that. But this message really remind me, no, God's building is He want to build Himself into us.
Amen.
So we can be built into Him. That's
Amen.
God's building.
Amen.
And I think that's God's central burden today, using this training to remind us, we not only need to know this truth, we need to enter this reality.
Yeah.
Whenever we are going to build, we feel we are going to build the building for God, we need to remember, we need to stop ourselves.
Amen.
It's not us to build. It's we need to stop to let the Lord build Himself into us.
Amen.
Otherwise, whatever we build is stubble, is grass, right? It's wood. And only when we open ourselves to Him, allow Him to build Himself into us, we can have a genuine beauty. And that's very, very, very practical. Right? We come to the meeting, even when we want to speak, we don't speak ourselves.
Right.
We need to stop. Let the Lord work His burden into us.
Amen.
So when we speak, we minister God. We will not minister ourselves.
Amen. Amen. I want to follow Brother Kyle very quickly, saints. It's so touching. I mean, to see, of course, you know, like the brother, like the brother shared in the beginning about Jerry, the central burden. Even Job didn't see this deep thing in God's heart that God wanted to build Himself into man. But then it goes on, and in day two, you see, it's just the eye-opener, like Brother T shared, eye-opener. In message day two, verse 4, and the saints have been sharing about this, the rate at which we grow in life depends not on the divine seed, but on how many nutrients we afford this seed. The more nutrients we supply, the faster the seed will grow, and the more it will flourish. And then it goes on in the smaller points. It says, A, if we remain in our soul, in our natural mind, there will not be any nutrients for the growth of the seed. But if we are strengthened into our inner man, if we pay attention to our spirit and exercise spirit, the nutrients will be supplied.
Amen.
And like Brother Kyle said, he used the word, you know, open to the Lord, cooperate with the Lord to deal thoroughly with our heart. And I bring to, and then you know, Brother Menorah in the training, he read this verse that's quoted in this passage in the booklet, is Psalm 78:8, that they might not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that did not set their heart right and whose spirit was not faithful to God. You know, saints, we need to... There's no problem, like Brother James shared, you know, he wants to build himself into us and so forth. And there's no problem with God building. The Lord is quite capable of building Himself into us. The problem is at our end. And that's where we really need the Lord's mercy and light to shine on us. When we hear the training and we hear the brothers speaking, you know, that we need not to be rebellious. Because I find myself very rebellious, saints. This week I've been very rebellious, not turning to the Lord, not exercising, not opening my heart, not dealing with my heart. You know, a stubborn and rebellious generation is us.
a stubborn and a generation that did not set their heart right. A heart, you need to deal with a heart every day. Amen. And whose spirit was not faithful to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we just like the Chinese say that, you know, the rich family cannot pass three generations. One generation, and then next generation, then the last generation become poor again. Mm. Right now, just Sister Irene shared, we have that problem a little bit, because I feel like when we talk about the so exciting, those messages, 1993, the life started during that time, the Brother Lee was so exciting, just like the Brother shared. When he talked about this one, wow, wow, wow. He didn't follow the outline. He just continued seven meeting, continued fellowship about this one. He seems that he shared this one, then we feel like that a spirit. Oh, wow, you see, he didn't follow. He just said, then after that, even when we have when Brother Andrew Yu have encourage the serving one or the serving one. Then it went to the Israel, have a 12 times. So there's a history review. Even the Jewish over there, even those from the Christianity, they say, wow. They talk about this message. Because why? They say, wow, the 2 Samuel chapter 7, your brother opened the bridge for us. Because if we think we fellowship the Old Testament, talk about the 2 Samuel, we think always belongs to the Old Testament economy. But only this age ministry, he brought the New Testament and Old Testament together.
Amen.
He said that 2 Samuel chapter 7, fulfilled in the Ephesians chapter 3, from the God made his home in our heart. In our heart. After that, never stop. He said, in love. In love we are rooted and grounded. Talk about the building up.
Amen.
Oh, wow. You know, talk about the house. The whole Bible only comes to the 1,096 times. Talk about the house. Because the Hebrew talk about basis equal to the Hebrew equal to the Greek oik, that means talk about family, talk about house. Okay, in the Greek or the Hebrew, they're the same meaning. So when you talk about I will build up my house, I will build up my family, but family is not a material things. Just like David, he won't build. He talked to the Jehovah. What did he say? I will build the house of cedar. I will build the temple for you. Temple, outwardly, material things. But when Jehovah talked to him, you don't have to. You don't have to build a material house for me. I don't live in your material house. I'm the Jehovah. I'm the Elohim. I don't live in the human being that the material house. Where I will live in you.
Right.
So that I will build your family. He talk about I will be their father. Your children be my children. What's that meaning? They will have my life. They will have my nature. They were just like God children, not the David's children. Oh Lord, amen. You see, we misunderstand. We always think we can build a material house for God. But God think, no. I will build your family. I will build my family. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Brother and sister, the title is very good. He building in our soul.
Amen.
Change everything. Amen.
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 Amen. Just share quickly. I think next week the brother is going to share regarding just the overview of you know, these 12 messages. He shared it's not just like a review, but this is really, you know, the contents of the Lord's recovery. And in a sense, there at this time, there's a passing on. The older generation is passing away. And many of the faithful saints who love the Lord and His recovery and serve the Lord are gone now. They've gone to be with the Lord. And so there's a need for the next generation to really rise up.
Amen.
And to take this baton.
Amen.
And he said that these 12 messages, we should take them and run with them.
Amen.
We should take them, put them in our pockets.
Amen.
And so this wouldn't be just something that we know, but this would become our living.
Amen.
You know, we would have this vision, especially if we want to be the ones who are truly in the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
The Lord is coming soon.
Amen.
And may we all be ready for His coming.
Amen.
And so we have these 12 messages to help us. Now I'll just share briefly in this message, two words that touch me. The first is organic.
Amen.
We really need to allow the Lord's life to grow in us.
Amen.
Right? Allow the Lord to make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
That means that we need to give him the time. Give Him the room.
Amen.
You know, every day when we wake up, we would say, Lord, I just turn my heart to You.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love You.
Amen.
That's the softening of our hearts.
Amen.
And in the outline, it said that, you know, most of the time we're in our outer man. So Paul, pray for us. We need to be strengthened
Amen.
Into our inner man.
Amen.
And this could be a prayer that we pray every day.
Amen.
Actually, one of the brothers, he said this is his prayer. Every day, he starts his day with this. Lord, strengthen me into my inner man.
Amen.
And if we see that the Lord's desire is to build Himself into us, to work Himself into us, then even the way that we work, the way that we serve, it will be different.
Amen.
Right? We would have another goal,
Amen.
A better goal, Amen. That is to minister Christ to one another.
Amen.
And we would be the ones who allow Christ to grow in us. And then at the same time, we minister this building God, this Amen. Building God to the other saints.
Amen.
In the interest of time, I'll just read this hymn that I enjoyed. This is 13:19, and this is based on Matthew 13, part of it. That which for long the prophet sought, the righteous yearned to see, has in these last of days appeared Amen. In its reality. Oh, blessed are our eyes that see,
Amen.
Our ears how blessed to hear,
Amen.
Things angels there could look into are now to us made clear.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because of time, I'll have a quick conclusion. Amen. Praise the Lord. I feel like, you know, all these 12 messages, the co-workers really pour them out, right? Pour themselves out. You know, they actually lay these 12 messages are really the core, you can say, of, you know, pieces of truth revealed to the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And this is really for preparing the bride for His coming back. I think at least, you know, especially for, you know, the younger saints among us, you know. I consider myself still young. I need to be in it, you know. I need to really, I feel like I'm not being constituted yet, you know, with all these truths, right? You know, first is like really knowing the truth to the depth that, you know, Brother Lee or, you know, the co-workers have seen. You know, I don't know when I can see those, like as they have seen it, but I have this desire, you know. I wanted to see, you know, what Brother Lee has seen, you know. I think we all need to have this kind of aspiration, right?
Amen.
You know, let these truths be constituted so the Lord's recovery, if the Lord comes back late, right, he can still carry on. Right? If we're not faithful to Him, He may actually have to turn to somebody else, right? We don't want to have that happen, you know. So, echoing what Brother D has shared earlier, Brother Ling Hong also mentioned, like, this message is actually the most mysterious out of the 12. You know, right? Actually, saints have already shared, you know, many aspects. We all know that when King David, when he wants to build a house for God, God told him, right, you know, his desire is not to live, you know, in a man, a house that built by man, right, a material house. He actually wants to build himself into David, right, into his chosen people. I think we all have, you know, clear on this point. So apply to us today, right? We all heard this word, this term of building the body of Christ, right? It's just so familiar to us. And yeah, just like Brother Kyle and many brothers and sisters shared, we may, you know, immediately have some of our natural concept, right? But this message really, you know, brings us, recalibrate our thought, right? You know, actually, you know, in, when we say, you know, building the body of Christ, is really allow this building God, right? And the builder God. Actually, this week I was actually, you know, trying to wrap my mind around this. What is really the building God, right? You know, building God, we all understand, right? God wants himself to build into us. So he is the one that's doing the building. What is a building God, right? God himself, he's all sufficient. Why does he need to be built again? Well, in this aspect, it's not that God himself needs to be built again. But because God entered into us, hey, he wants to have a place in us. He actually wants to make home in us, right? Deep down in our being. So that, you know, we can be participate in his building. So the building God actually includes the humanity. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ is already the first one, right? He has uplifted, actually, Romans, right? The first chapter, you know, the God actually has manifested, right? Through his power, you know, has the power that has... What is that? Help me. Marked out, right? Marked out that he is the Son of God. Amen. In resurrection. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So this is designated. That's right. That is his uplifted humanity through resurrection, right? Amen. Through death and resurrection, that his humanity has been marked out by God. And this is actually what God desires. Mm-hmm. This humanity that has gone through death and resurrection. This is the one this has the divinity, but it also has the uplifted humanity. Amen. And this is actually the building God.
Amen.
And today he desires to have all his chosen people, right? All of us.
Amen.
This part, you know, the aspect of our, it is not our natural aspect, right? Even the good part of our natural aspect, right? Sometimes we have good attributes, Amen. But those are not enough. We actually have to have the God built into us, right? Even that part, the good part needs to go through death and resurrection. And that part is the building God. And then so that is why when we're actually minister Christ into others, minister God into others, this is not just simply teaching a Bible, reading the Bible together. This is, we need to do that, right? But then when we actually minister God into others, you know, we need to let the building God to work through us, right?
Amen.
You know, we also need to have the part that the humanity that have went through death and resurrection to feed into others, right?
Amen.
I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, myself, I feel like, yeah, I mean, I want to be part of the God's building, but a lot of times I know that I've been ministering my own, you know, humanity or maybe my peculiarity into others, right? This is really bad. This is actually mars the God's building, right? This is actually, so I really feel like this message is just so deep. It's really required. It's not saying that we shouldn't do the preaching gospel, all these things, right? But we really need to keep in mind that when we're in this kind of, these activities, we need to let the Lord to flow through us, right?
Amen.
It's not us that's doing the building. It's really God that's doing the building.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord really bless his word.
Amen.
May we all enter into the word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Saturate our entire being.
Amen.
Lord, may we really just experience all your vast dimensions.
Amen.
Lord, may you just work your way to us in all avenues and corners of our being.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we really just live in the divine and mystical realm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Lord.
Lord build yourself into us.
Amen.
Amen. So we can build together into your dwelling place.
Amen.
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 Thank you for all this speaking.
Amen.
Lord, reveal yourself, your ultimate goal to
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
And, we pray that, Lord, you surely will create an environment
Amen.
To possible the need of your word.
Amen.
Amen. And experience in this week, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your grace.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a good nutrient for your growth.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, again, our hearts.
Amen.
Oh, again, root it and ground it.
Amen.
Oh, make our home as your home.
Amen.
Oh, just fully again, all the rooms in our heart.
Amen.
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 Amen. Open to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we want to be cooperate with you.
Amen.
Fear and trembling.
Amen.
For it's God who operates in us.
Amen.
Both the willing and the working.
Amen.
For His good pleasure.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.